Hello, this is Laura with a sweet insight today on the NetSuite One methodology for implementation projects. And I'm really pleased to be speaking to Ian, who is a principal consultant. He does work out of our Toronto office up in Canada. Good morning, Ian.
Hello, Laura, and hello, everybody who's listening to this.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about this. Having been with NetSuite for a number of years and in our classes for our new customers, talking about the importance of methodology. So let's just start there. What is methodology?
So a methodology is sort of a general guide on how to conduct an information technology implementation project. The important thing to note about the methodology is it's not a cookbook. It's not like, you know, me going to my aunt's and pulling out, you know, her favorite cookbook and creating sort of an implementation, you know, as maybe of a cake and you know, just following the steps in order. You know, there are too many factors that come into play during an implementation. So it's never as, you know, a methodology is never as detailed as a cookbook.
So I'm going to stop you there just one moment, just to jump into something so we come back to it. So I like the fact that you said it's not just following the steps because of a lot of the different factors. And so would it be appropriate just very quickly at a high level to mention those factors and then maybe we'll get back to them later?
Certainly, certainly.
So what are some of those factors that come into play?
So some of those factors that come into play are, you know, well, I mean, what comes to mind, having been a seasoned consultant here at NetSuite, is, you know, every implementation has its nuance. Every implementation has its something that is very different, you know, so that we can't just follow the exact same steps for everything. You know, processes come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the biggest key factor, how a customer runs their business.
Right, right. So I may do my sales order processing completely differently from another implementation project you might have worked on previously.
Exactly.
Okay, exactly. Okay. So go ahead and continue telling us about the methodology.
So a methodology provides a guide for the implementation, but it doesn't completely, you know, replace the role of an experienced implementer. So such an individual can actually assess the portions of the methodology that apply to a particular customer, which steps can be skipped, which business process should be emphasized, you know, and what expertise is required in the project roles the customer needs to fill, and a number of other intangibles. The methodology should really be an overall umbrella from which the relevant portions are applied to a particular project.
Okay, so what it sounds like is it gives NetSuite and our customers sort of guidelines to color within those guidelines. So whether I am a huge multinational company that's going to be implementing NetSuite, or maybe, you know, I'm a simple single instance type of NetSuite account, I don't have multi-subsidiaries, that we can take the methodology and apply it to both types of customers?
Exactly. So the NetSuite One methodology is applicable to all kinds of customers, in fact, every customer that NetSuite offers, offers our product to. So whether it's a smaller project or a smaller customer, a medium-sized customer, or even a large enterprise customer that wants to use NetSuite.
Okay, perfect. So from the professional services standpoint, why is the methodology important for you as you go through the implementation?
So any IT project often is broad and it's rich in the functionality that the customer wants. So it's important to have a methodology because, you know, the customers at any of those levels will often get confused, hey, where do I start? And
mm-hmm.
the methodology helps to provide that starting point. So it helps keep the project organized into the separate distinct stages that are part of the methodology, and it provides guidance on the various tasks that need to take place within those stages. So we've got a whole bunch of input and output deliverables. We've got best practices and other documentation that can be provided at the right time as part of that toolkit to the customer to help that customer be successful in their implementation.
And I know from just my perusal at various times of looking at best practices that if I'm a customer doing sort of a phased rollout, I can look at the best practices that apply to, okay, now I'm looking at dealing with my accounting, or now I'm going to be doing some CRM, or I am a One World customer and I need some specific things like that. So that's part of the toolkit and best practices that are being offered?
Exactly. So, for example, if a customer is in sort of a stage where they're trying to define their data migration strategy, you know, an implementation consultant can walk them through, hey, this is what you're going to get as part of the data migration strategy documentation. So that's a deliverable. Plus, we've got access to all the best practices related to data migration and also even NetSuite documentation. So things like the CSV import guide or our web services guide and things like that for helping the customer be comfortable with what we're sort of that stage that we're at in the implementation.
Okay, so we've been talking in broad strokes about methodology. So this could be, you know, a lot of other companies that might be SaaS providers and implementing their customers have a methodology. What is the NetSuite One methodology?
So the One methodology, which is our term, the name for our methodology, is the way NetSuite approaches the implementation process. So it describes the universe of activities that may be required, allowing the project team to design an appropriate approach to the implementation. So we call it One because it emphasizes a key strength of the NetSuite application, mainly that, you know, we have a single integrated application able to serve many parts of a business. And, you know, we also want to infer that our vision for NetSuite One is a comprehensive, complete resource that can support any NetSuite implementation, no matter the size, no matter the type of client.
And I know we certainly talk about, you know, NetSuite One system and NetSuite integrated system to meet your integrated business processes. So I certainly see carrying that theme through. So I know that with the methodology, you're trying to approach it with some sort of work breakdown structure, some sort of phased approach. Can you tell us a little bit about the stages, how it is structured?
Sure, absolutely. So the One methodology includes seven stages. They are initiate, analyze, design, configure, validate, deploy, and optimize. And each stage has its own set of tasks. So that's the whole work breakdown structure. The stages and tasks are important for segregating the work into manageable blocks. So such segmentation provides the ability to periodically assess and progress and also establish near-term milestones. So why don't we go through, you know, the various tasks that are part of the One methodology. So under initiate, you know, this is where we establish the objectives of the project, the scope of the initial implementation, who the project team members are, both from the customer side and even from the NetSuite side, you know, the criteria of the project success, and then finally the education process for key members of the project team. So this is sort of the, actually many of your customers here listening to this are actually now, you know, in the initiate phase of their implementation, attending, you know, the Essentials course.
Right, and I know one of the key things I've heard in speaking with another consultant about implementation, and certainly something we talk about in our project training classes, the importance of the project team, the change management, the people, the roles that should be on it, and really depending upon the size of your company, you'll have different roles on that project team. I did hear that, you know, having executive sponsorship can be very key to an implementation project. The initiate phase is upfront. A lot of preparation and planning that's done during that phase really sets is it safe to say it does set the groundwork for a successful implementation?
Absolutely. You definitely need that sponsorship from the executive level. Everybody needs to be on board, and that's actually certainly an important part of user adoption strategy. User adoption starts right at the beginning of the project. It's not something that just happens haphazardly during the actual implementation. It starts right at the beginning and flows all the way through to the end. And user adoption is certainly part of the One methodology for sure.
Okay, and so we're spending this time on initiate, and obviously this first phase, very important, the length of time dependent upon the complexity, the size, etc. of the implementation. Then what's the next phase that we move into?
The next phase is the analyze phase, and this is typically where NetSuite will meet with your project team, the customer's project team, to define the requirements of the actual project. So defining, you know, the actual business processes, figuring out, okay, what are the customizations we need in NetSuite to actually deliver this implementation. And then we document that in a business requirements document. So the business requirements document is a deliverable. That's part of the one methodology. Beyond the requirements, we also define data migration. If a customer has data migration as part of the implementation, we'll actually take the time and you know, figure out the strategy there. We'll also, you know, if there's integration that's required, we'll define an integration strategy. Certainly, you know, as I mentioned, user adoption is really important within the one methodology, and this is actually where we start actually defining the user adoption strategy. So the fact that, hey, we need to get our sales team on board and using NetSuite and stop using Excel spreadsheets, if you will, which is often a common requirement.
Yeah.
So how do we do that? How do we get that sales team really comfortable with using NetSuite, and where do we start? And then also the final, one of the final deliverables of this stage is the actual project plan itself. So the timeline of when we're going to actually deliver the product, or, you know, if we're part of a phased implementation. So the difference between phased and stage, it's important to identify this. A stage is sort of the part of where we're at in the one methodology for a particular part of the implementation. A phase in our world is more, hey, we're going live with specific functionality.
Right. That makes sense to me, yes. And this is where I feel in the analyze steps that when I'm talking to people in project training, I say, this is when you folks get to do your homework, because isn't it somewhat incumbent then upon the customer? This is where they really have to lay out and articulate to you their different business processes.
Yes, actually, there's lots of homework for our customers and even for the NetSuite team throughout the whole methodology. But this is probably the most vital aspect of the implementation. We need to know exactly what your requirements are, and they need to be really well defined, because the requirements document is then used to define the actual design and used to configure the actual application. If we're missing information, then we get to the point where we're configuring the application and we're finding out there are new requirements. And that means we have to sometimes go back to the analyze phase, possibly do design and then configure, and then, you know, certainly during validate, validate, hey, have we met the requirements? And if we're missing information, then that can totally upset the actual implementation, because there may be residual effects on, hey, we need the system to do this. Well, this impacts this process, this other process, et cetera. So it is vital that we have those requirements and detailed.
And so I always think of this as, at this point in time, we're defining the as-is processes.
Well, it's
how they're currently doing business.
Yeah, it's important, actually. I mean, as is, it's certainly important, but also a lot of our customers want to change their process.
That's what I was going to ask you, and I've spoken with another consultant, having in a different environment, been in a similar function, gently moving people from, this is how we do business, this is how we want NetSuite to do it, versus, this is how we do business, maybe it's time to evaluate if our processes are as effective as they should be, or if it's our opportunity now that we have more functionality to maybe change our processes a little bit.
Exactly. And I think this is the perfect time for that. A lot of customers certainly can get stuck on this is how we do it today.
Right.
How we do it. You know, certainly take the time if you can and evaluate, hey, is this process as efficient as we want to do it, or do we need to change? And that can be a very strategic decision to be made at this point. But, you know, that said, a lot of our customers sometimes don't want to change their processes because they are efficient. They do work. Mm-hmm. They typically want to get off of their on-premises hardware and software because, you know, NetSuite is that better alternative. And that's totally fine. You don't have to totally change and upset the apple cart if you don't need to. If the processes work, you know, why change it? Why try and fix it?
Okay, that makes sense. So now we've analyzed everything. We have our business requirements document. We've started to identify some of the configuration, integration, maybe customizations, things we may need to do. What happens next?
The next stage is the design stage. Now, it's important to note that not all projects or professional services engagements will use all stages and complete
Correct.
All activities. And you've heard me sort of say, hey, if you've got data migration as part of your implementation, there's going to be some form of data migration strategy. So the design stage is one of these stages that there's always going to be some form or degree of designing the solution, whether it's within the actual BRD document, the business requirements document, or in some implementations where necessary and where requested, a design document, a solution design document will be developed. And what this document is it's the document that says this is how we're actually going to implement the requirements. So we first document the requirements, we do a lot of listening, and we document what we hear, and we confirm what we hear. The solution design document actually defines this is how we're going to meet those requirements.
Okay, and when you say, so is it the NetSuite side of things that's actually writing the solution document, and then that gets reviewed and signed off by the customer?
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, the requirements document and the solution design document would be reviewed by the client. And in some cases, you know, depending on the level of collaboration and such that's required, you know, certainly in the case of solution design, we need to confirm, hey, will this work for you, or are there certain considerations about that we need to take into consideration? You know, we don't want, you know, a 10-step process. We want a 5-step process. Can NetSuite deliver that? And often we can re-look at the application and say, this is how you can meet that requirement. So here's the solution design on how we can meet that solution.
All right. So we have a plan in place. We have a design. And for some reason, I'm thinking of the fact that maybe now we need to start putting the tent up. So what happens with NetSuite?
So the next stage after design, so after we've designed the solution, designed the customizations, designed the integrations, if there are integrations, and once we've sort of prepared the training plan, which is all part of design, we then get into the configuration stage. So the configure stage is where we actually configure the application based on the requirements document, or if solution is included in the implementation, the actual solution design document. There's developing the customizations, so customizations such as suite scripts, so suitelets, restlets.
And I'm going to stop you there because those are some of the more technical customizations that people can do. But what about the more simple customizations such as just affecting the user interface?
Exactly. So NetSuite, certainly as part of configuring the application, we will show you how to set up, you know, custom fields. That's something a lot of our customers often complain that, hey, in my current system, I have to get a developer to customize this form. Well, you know what? Our customers will be shown how to actually make those changes to the forms themselves without the need for a developer.
Excellent. And so I love customization. I think sometimes one of the coolest little fields you can add onto a form is a checkbox. So
Yeah. I've written number of process that uses check boxes and sends alerts out and things like that. And that's what's great about NetSuite is it took a lot. It was a game changer in that a lot of these processes that hey, I need this checkbox and such, and I need to engage a developer. You don't need a developer to make those changes. Same thing with our workflow.
Uh-huh.
Getting tongue-tied here. Our workflow functionality. You don't need to have a computer science degree and development background to create a workflow. It's visual.
Right, and oftentimes when we're talking about the configuration and these modest customizations, that is the administrator, and the administrator of the NetSuite account, who is one of our customers, may also be, when they're not doing the administrator stuff in a smaller company, they may be the sales manager. So, you don't have to be a technical person to take care of some of this.
Exactly.
In NetSuite. So we've gone through starting the configuration based on our requirements, maybe a little bit of customization, and we've started to develop some training. Should we then see whether or not this stuff is going to work?
Absolutely. Because if you don't test your account, test your implementation, it's, who knows what's, whether we've actually configured the application absolutely correctly in the right way with the right processes for your team. So what we do is we prepare a test plan, and then we have you execute the test. So the test plan, we actually provide a template, a user acceptance testing template to our customers to fill out with already some sample test cases that are for each area of the application. The customer can then figure out, okay, this is what we need the systems to do. Here's the planned workflow. This is how we're going to actually test the application. And then we have the client actually go through and execute those tests to confirm that the processes work and meet the expectations that were set as part of the requirements gathering process.
Now, they have different environments depending upon the scope of their implementation project. Some customers may be testing in a sandbox. Others might be testing in their production account.
Exactly. So
okay.
if you're a smaller implementation and for whatever reason you don't have that sandbox account, then the implementation will take place in the production account and then all the testing actually has to happen in the production account. In other implementations, you may have a sandbox, and you may be configuring the actual implementation in sandbox. So a lot of the testing of these processes will take place in sandbox. But I also want to point out that once you deploy those customizations to the live account, to that live production account that your staff are going to be using, it is a good idea to make sure you run a sanity test, make sure that the processes work, etc. Because,
mm-hmm.
It is possible that a setting may get missed, or it may be, a custom field that you set up may get missed that, for whatever reason, wasn't transferred from sandbox to production. And those are really quick fixes. Just a matter of, turn on the functionality, turn on a checkbox, or just recreate the custom field, or even use our Suite Bundler technology to transfer those customizations to production. But it is vital to make sure you do your testing, because if you skip testing, you get to the deployment phase, you cut over your business processes, which is the next stage, you're going to have, you probably will have some very unhappy staff, and then, of course, the executive sponsorship is going to be happy because productivity is lower. So please make sure you validate your system.
Well, and I really do like the notion of user acceptance testing, because I would see that as an opportunity to maybe get people outside the immediate project team involved, and that's a way to introduce them to NetSuite. So kind of bring them in.
Absolutely, yes. If people feel like they're included as part of that process, they're going to feel a lot more engaged. They're not going to feel like, hey, this was created in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Without my input, without my feedback, I feel left out.
Yeah, we're humans. We don't like change. So if you start giving it to us in smaller doses, it helps. So we passed our test, our user acceptance testing, thumbs up from everybody, sales, finance, warehouse, whoever, they're all happy. Now to what do we do?
So the next stage, as I've kind of alluded already, is the deployment stage. So this is where we cut over to NetSuite on a day-by-day basis that we start working out of NetSuite. We can, this is where we actually train our staff. So NetSuite Education Services comes in and trains your staff based on the processes defined during the previous steps, or stages, I should say, and tasks. So the actual training materials will be based on your processes as defined. And then this is also where we migrate our data because, hey, if our system isn't configured correctly and isn't tested, then when we go to complete our data migration, we're migrating data into an incorrect system. So we leave data migration. We'll certainly do test migrations early on, but we leave the final data migrations for once the system is configured and tested.
Okay, and you mentioning training the staff, and I think this is another opportunity to say we're talking about the NetSuite One methodology, that it different projects may or may not have all these components, and end-user training is something that is scoped out and actually purchased as part of an implementation. And not all customers always opt for it, but I certainly am a big believer in end-user training. It's going to help bring your everybody into line. So
absolutely. And there are many different ways that training could be delivered. I mean, it could be delivered to, a handful of individuals in a train-the-trainer approach. So mm-hmm. NetSuite trains the trainer, trainers then train the remaining staff members of the team. Or NetSuite can actually train the actual end users of the system. We can certainly come on site, and there's also WebEx-based training as well.
Oh, love WebEx. So, I guess we maybe have gone live at this point. Where are we at?
So once we've cut over our systems to use NetSuite, the last stage is the optimize stage. So this is where we assist our client for a two-week period, which we call the go-live period. So it's 2 weeks to, raise issues with the actual implementation team and to make sure that everything is working. And we'll certainly help everybody, who's having issues within that two-week period. Often, and this is sort of determined on a per-project basis, whether there will be also a checkpoint process. So checkpoint gives customers a three sets of meetings. So three meetings, certainly past that go-live period, so past the two-week go-live period, to check in and see, hey, how is the system working for you? Are there any issues? Can we help you with anything? So that's the checkpoint stage. And that's also all geared to transition you to support. As much as professional services would like to keep on helping, and we love helping our customers, we like delighting the customers and ensuring they're happy, there is a point at which, we do have to transition you to support. And our support team is world-class. They are a great team. They know the ins and outs of NetSuite, and they can help you through any issue. So we transition you to support, and then with the relationship that you have with your account manager, and certainly towards the very end of the implementation, we can also plan a degree of ongoing improvements. So that could be, hey, we've completed this first phase of the implementation, and we identified through the implementation that we can optimize things. So you can certainly engage NetSuite Professional Services in a system review. You can certainly engage NetSuite Professional Services in a new statement of work that allows us to implement something for phase two. So say, for example, you bring accounting and GL and AR and AP online, but you realize during the implementation that, hey, case support management could be really wonderful mm-hmm. for our billing team to to receive emails and prioritize those emails from our customers who have billing issues. But, you know, we don't have the capability or the capacity right now to implement that because, you know, we're a smaller business. We, you know, and all of our team members are concentrating on the current implementation. As a phase two, with a new statement of work, you could then implement that case support management module.
And that's what I really appreciate about NetSuite is it is something that if I'm a small company, not a lot of employees, our business processes right now are kind of simple. You know, I may start out with you know, NetSuite out of the box, nothing too fancy going on, not a lot of modules being brought in. But then down the line, our business grows, we learn more about our marketplace, about what NetSuite's capable of, and we contact NetSuite again, and then we go through additional implementations for additional functionality and giving my company more capabilities. And it's a wonderful thing. So we've sort of talked about the NetSuite One methodology, the seven stages, and how some of these may or may not be used in projects. So how would you kind of sum all of this up?
I would say probably the best analogy for methodology is think of it as a toolkit. It is NetSuite's toolkit for how we approach the implementation. So we've got at our tips, and also we provide this information to our customers, you know, information at the tips of our fingers for what are the best practices, what is the documentation that's available to assist me through this area, what are the inputs, what are the outputs. So there you go. That is NetSuite's approach to how we approach an implementation.
And where can people then get some more information?
So there are two places that a customer may go to find information about NetSuite One. The first is sort of a high-level general resource, and it's actually on NetSuite.com. So if you go to NetSuite.com in your browser, click the services link at the top of the web page, and then click on the big Suite Consulting area that you'll see on the page, on that next page, there's a link to the NetSuite One methodology. Okay, and it describes the actual methodology at a high level. It also details the various tasks. For a more detailed resource, when you log into NetSuite, there's a resource we have called NetSuite Central. And to get there, what you do is you click on support. So that's in the top right-hand corner of NetSuite once you're logged in. And in the bottom left-hand corner of that support tab, is a link to NetSuite One methodology. And this brings you to a website called NetSuite Central. And this provides, again, those details about the stages, the tasks, including links to best practices, NetSuite documentation, and what is needed to prepare for the stage itself and even the next stages, and what expected deliverables, what those expected deliverables are, and who should be considered to be involved in that particular task.
And I'll put in a plug for that. I absolutely love going out through the NetSuite One link with inside my NetSuite account because it gives me a graphical representation of the implementation stages, and I can actually drill into each stage. I can look at the work breakdown structure in detail, the tasks, and any documentation by task. So it's a very interactive tool. I like it very much. So.
It is. Resource, absolutely, and I've enjoyed updating it and working on that and keeping it updated for our customers. So as NetSuite has changed over the years, we've kept that site updated.
Well, Ian, I want to thank you so much for spending time. I have been talking about the implementation to our students in project training, but I now even have a much better understanding of it. And I want to give you another chance to get back to that key point about that while this is a great methodology, it doesn't necessarily fit all projects?
It fits all projects. So to be clear.
Or not used, not each stage is used by all projects.
Exactly.
That's what I should have said.
So So again, not all projects or professional service engagements will always use all stages and complete all the activities outlined in this methodology. And the reason for that is this stage approach has been designed to be flexible enough to allow specific requirements to be properly addressed and for methods and techniques to be selected and implemented as needed. In certain projects, you know, there may be certain aspects that are not required because we're not implementing an integration. There's no need for a data migration because we're a completely new business.
Those customers are always so smug when they say, don't have to do that. Anyway, this has been great, Ian. Thank you so much. And for those of you listening, we appreciate you tuning into this sweet insight. Be sure to check out some of the other offerings. And Ian, I'll bid you goodbye and have a good day.
Thank you very much, Laura. And thank you to everybody who's listening to this.
Okay. Bye-bye.